met me at a very Chinese time in my life.
I recently found out that I'm Chinese.
It's my first day being Chinese.
First thing in the morning, hot water, of course. Then I comb my scalp to massage and stimulate acupressure points.
I'm going to be making the boiled apples recipe. And according to my Chinese cousin, Sherry, boiling the apples is supposed to be really good for your digestion, your immune system.
Easy to know it, but you are Chinese. And so for that reason, every single time you have a craving for like dumplings or something, it's because you are Chinese.
You've met me at a very Chinese time in my life, as you heard there. It's a phrase that's going viral on TikTok right now. China maxing is the social media trend that's somewhere between a joke, a wellness goal, and a triumph of soft diplomacy. Zara Wong is the author of the popular Substack Screenshot This and a former fashion editor of Vogue. She's here to make sense of it all. Zara, thanks for joining us in the studio.
Thanks for having me, Nick. This is really fun and exciting.
China maxing, that's fun and exciting as well. Tell us about it.
Well, it happened as a meme in 2025, and I think peaking with now being Chinese New Year or Lunar New Year, which happens once a year, obviously, according to the lunar calendar, it's really peaked on social media. So you see a lot of people jumping on it, a lot of people with opinions loving it, some opinions not loving it. I think what's amazing is that there is definite cultural appreciation, but also it can veer towards cultural appropriation sometimes.
Well, tell us how to identify China maxing. What do people do?
As you heard on the video, on the clips, you can hear people saying, I'm in the sunny Chinese part of my life, which is kind of funny because I think some people may recall a few years ago, it was maybe not so accepted to say you're a different ethnicity or race or culture or to subsume that. But now it's still seen as a bit of a joke or a bit of a laugh. I think it just points to a greater awareness of a different kind of point of view or perspective of the world that's less Western dominant or, yes, less American dominant for sure.
Now, I'm told it involves sometimes wearing slippers inside.
So I think there's parts of Chinese culture which, when you're Chinese, I'm Chinese born Australian. I'm actually fourth generation out on my dad's side. You never wear your shoes inside. You never wear shoes inside. You take your shoes off at the front door. So my house is filled with shoes at the front door and you put on your slippers. And so it's a joke where you put your slippers on inside, you only drink warm water, you have lots of warming food like ginger, and it's that kind of sort of, you know, embrace of Chinese culture. And I think interestingly, which I never saw coming, especially being Chinese and growing up in this way, I never saw it coming as being a bit of a wellness trend, or I've seen girls on TikTok call it a woo-woo thing, which is very funny and a bit strange.
Using a rice cooker, apparently.
Well, maybe I shouldn't be saying this, but I didn't realize people didn't cook rice in rice cookers until well into my 20s. And when I saw someone do it in an oven once, I was like, what are you doing? You can't cook rice in an oven.
And shopping at Asian supermarkets, I mean, there's so many ways that you can China max.
China max, yes. I think China max is such a fun word. It's such a, you know, it really tells you what it is. Shopping in Asian supermarkets where you can get certain Chinese ingredients or Asian ingredients, vegetables. But again, being Chinese, I never knew any difference. So it's funny to see my personal cultural experiences in a different light.
Yeah, that's fascinating. China is on trend. You've written in your Substack about how Chinese style is in when it comes to fashion as well.
Yes. So there is a particular jacket. They call it the tongue jacket, and it's got pangkao buttons. And it goes along the front, and I've seen a lot of fashion designers pick on this trend. And sometimes they call it a tongue jacket, sometimes they call it a Mandarin jacket. And so the word gets a bit morphed nowadays. And I've seen people online especially say they love this vintage style jacket, or they love this like antique style jacket, they can't wait to find more, without actually knowing the origins of it. So I think there's a lot of debate, especially on the fashion, I would say fashion internet now, where they talk about the popularity of the jacket. I think the risk is that while it's such a beautiful traditional piece of clothing, to be seen as a trend, what will eventually come down. So I think there's always like a bit of a wariness for something that becomes too much of a trend, which of course comes to China maxing overall. If it's a trend, it's hot now, is it going to be over in 6 months' time?
We used to do America maxing, now we're doing China maxing.
Yeah, so I think it's interesting how that's come about, and you can see the polarities there. And I think a couple of the news articles have written that China maxing isn't necessarily just about China, but more as a reaction.
Absolutely fascinating. Zara Wong, the author of the popular Substack Screenshot This and former fashion editor of Vogue. Thank you so much for talking to me about China maxing.
Thank you, Nick.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.